You're listening to SBS News.
In the city of Tampere in western Finland, a pump pushes hot air into a large container of builder's sand. These rough and ready grains are surprisingly effective at retaining heat, storing it at very high temperatures for months at a time. The sand-based technology aims to overcome one of the biggest challenges facing renewable energy. What do you do when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine? Tommy Erinen is one of the developers behind the new system.
So we are heating the sand battery with clean electricity and then storing the heat there for use it later on.
So the whole point is to really time shift, basically.
Yeah.
Capture the energy in the summer.
Yeah.
And then
transfer that to time that it's more useful.
The electricity from renewable sources is converted efficiently into heat. The sand retains the energy and can then release it to warm water for the district heating system when demand and energy prices are high. This could be very useful in the coming months. Russia has already cut off supplies of gas and electricity in response to Finland's decision to join NATO. And there is growing pressure to find new ways of storing heat for the long, cold Finnish winter. According to Elina Seppänen, an energy specialist with the City of Tampere Council, the sand battery idea could play a role in keeping energy costs down.
If we have some stations that are just there for a few weeks, few hours in the wintertime when it's the coldest, it's going to be extremely expensive. If we have this sort of solutions that provide flexibility for the use and for the storage of heat, that would help a lot in the expenses, I think.
The device has some important limitations at present. It's not yet possible to get electricity out of the battery in a cost-effective way. But with Finland soon to face into the colder months, heat is more important than light. And according to Pekka Pasi, the managing director of the Vatajankoski power plant, who has invested in the technology, the sands of time are running out for fossil fuels, and it's now time for sand.
It's a bit strange, but it's cheap, it's easy to get, and you can get to really high temperatures, maybe 500 degrees, while with water you can only get to 100. So you get a lot of heat stored in a small space.
How does it look going forward in the future? Because the energy transition isn't going away. We're going to need more storage. Do you think we're going to be seeing more of these sand batteries around the place?
Yes, I think that all burning or heat production by burning will phase out maybe in 10, 20 years' time. So we need these kinds of solutions where you use electricity. We like the idea that we want to try something new, be the first in the world to do something like this, like crazy, if you wish. And I think it's going to be a success.